Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris just had a chobani.
What now?
A chobani?
I'm sorry?
It's a Greek yogurt.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Before I left the house. That's probably you were probably confused because we hung out for a little while before the taping.
What's that other one
move some stuff
called?
Out of your car.
What's that other one called? Fagu?
I think that's the Juggalo yogurt.
Okay.
Juggalo yogurt.
Isn't there one with an F? Femsto?
I know two Greek yogurts.
Yep.
Chobani.
Uh-huh.
And the Greek yogurt from Trader Joe's, which has the Trader Joe's logo on it.
Right. That's Trader Joe's brand.
Yeah. I prefer Chobani.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're probably the same thing?
It might be one of those things. It might be a Trader Joe's hummus sabra situation.
One time I had a conversation with a marketing representative from Lifeway Kefir or Kefir.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really cool and chill about letting me in on the secret that Trader Joe's brand Kefir is branded.
Is the same
is
thing.
Is rebranded.
They all come
Lifeway
out.
Lifeway Kefir.
Comes out of the same pipe.
Yeah. By the way, if it's Trader Joe's, you say Kefir. if it's Lifeway, you say Kefir.
Sure. Anyway, so if you're wondering why I'm juiced, ready to go, full of active cultures. Because I wolfed down that chobani before I left the house.
Wow. Was that creamy or?
It was very creamy. And I just add a little texture, put some slivered almonds on it.
Had you slivered those?
No, I did not hand sliver. I bought
a
these.
Mandoline?
These are pre-slivered. I
don't have. What's called a mandoline?
I do not have slivering slivering technology.
We're not
on
buying
hand.
Sliverers now because they're made in Guatemala. It's a whole union thing.
Sure.
That
come
you know,
on.
Yeah.
Nick Adams is our guest on this week's program.
Repeat back like cooked crack, and I have a whole. I was dying.
Beloved past Jordan Jesse Go guest, television sitcom writer.
I wanted to wait for the proper introduction, but I have approximately 17 varieties of yogurt in my refrigerator right now that I do not partake in any of. I don't eat yogurt, but I have two small children and a wife.
Right.
So I have 17 different types of yogurt.
Yeah.
Your wife is also from a yogurt culture. I mean, your wife, no pun intended, your wife is a former, I don't know if she is back to it now, but a former fashion writer. I feel like that is the epicenter of yogurt culture.
As a sitcom writer, I think we're like maybe number two because like when you're Faye or however you pronounce it, like I had never seen it before until I started working on sitcoms.
That's real, right? I'm not making that up.
It's that yogurt and what's it called? The water that I don't drink.
Smart water?
No. God, La Croix.
La Croix.
Oh, I like
it. It doesn't exist outside of writers' rooms. They created it just to sell it to TV writers.
We used to have La Croix at midnight.
Uh-oh.
Cutbacks. Cutbacks happen. Now we got Talking Rain.
What is that?
It's a budget La Croix. It only comes...
Nope. That's a white noise app on my iPhone. That's exactly what
no,
that is.
I'm pretty sure
that's it's
Peter Gabriel album, guys.
It's actually my personal shaman.
He lives in Glendale.
It's a lot of things. Yeah. It's a lot of things.
He has a little retreat in Topanga.
I do really like Talking Rain. It does not come in as many flavors as La Croix.
Does it have the delicious, like, alkaline, metallic aftertaste?
Oh, it is a little metally. It is a little bit metally. Just a hint of dime.
What is that, zinc?
I have to say, I got one of the, you know, I got a bubble machine that puts bubbles into my drinks, and I love it. I can't get enough of it. I'm on like year three.
That's the one that kills Palestinians, right? Is that
absolutely.
What
yeah. No, I got.
I don't know the thing.
I got it for Zionist reasons. And I love this thing. I love putting the bubbles in there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I love Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
I love everything about it.
Yeah. And for every bubble, a Palestinian dies. Like,
that's
I think that's
how
it works.
Sure.
That's how it
that's
works.
That's approximately how it works. But now I cannot drink still water. It's basically just bullshit water to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's fuck you water. Mm. And so if I'm out and about and I don't feel like drinking a soda because soda is not that good for you.
Sure.
It's horrible.
You end up at the 7-Eleven or at the gas station convenience store or at the corner store, and they have terrible choices of bubble water there. If you're at a corner store, if you're lucky, it's a liquor store, and you can buy just a can of club soda, which I will gladly accept.
Sure.
But most of them now, it's Perrier or nothing. Mm-hmm. And Perrier's bullshit. It tastes like mountains.
I do like a Perrier lime.
Really?
I don't love a plain Perrier. I do agree with you that it has a little bit of a weird aftertaste. The Perrier with lime, that little added lime, gets rid of whatever the weirdness is.
I want Crystal Geyser. I want nothing but Crystal Geyser everywhere.
Sure.
And I understand that that's a regional brand that I've just alienated everyone east of the Rockies or whatever. But that's what I want.
Will you take an Arrowhead?
Yes, I will gladly take
an Arrowhead.
I
like an Arrowhead, too. I feel like you can find an Arrowhead at a 7-Eleven once in a while.
No. Not at a 7-Eleven, sir.
Okay. Are you
absolutely
sure about that?
Not.
Are you saying that the times that I have, I'm remembering buying an Arrowhead at a 7-Eleven
are false?
Were
you at AMPM?
Oh, it might have been a Circle K. You know what? Okay. I mean, I don't have a photo of myself purchasing the Arrowhead at the 7-Eleven, but
There's
a shit ton of water at 7-Eleven,
yeah.
Jesse.
I know, but it's all flat, or as I call it, bullshit water.
Hmm. Do you know that
flat,
I saw a...
all the way. I'm a flat man.
Really?
You like a flat.
I don't like sparkling. Like, I'm in my taste buds are still 8 years old. If it's got bubbles in it, I expect it to taste like soda. And every time, I'm like, blah, this sucks. I don't like this.
Plus, Nick, you've got plenty of sparkle in the corner of your eye.
There it is. Got a little extra.
I've been seeing a Facebook ad targeted at me recently that has been...
Yes. Yes.
Fucking insulting.
Like, what type of wallet is it for?
It is for 7-Eleven delivery.
Oh.
Home delivery. And the picture on it is you know, 7-Eleven home delivery, and it is a bag of 7-Eleven brand chips spilled out next to a...
So at least it's accurate.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to end up.
Right, yeah, exactly. Splayed on a coffee table next to an Xbox controller. It is...
Just on top of an overweight man's chest as he sleeps backwards on his couch.
Sure, yeah. The background is a Ninja Turtles sweatshirt. And so it's a bag of chips and a sandwich, because you know those fucking 7-Eleven sandwiches.
Oh, I got to get my sandwich.
You got to get those.
Sevy Sammy's.
Eight-day-old wheat bread, wet turkey sandwiches. The idea that exists is bullshit, and also that Facebook thinks that is me is also very insulting. I don't like thinking that I am the target market for... home delivery 7-Eleven.
Jordan,
although I can maybe see myself down the line ordering some Go-Go taquitos.
I'm not saying that you have clicked on too many promoted posts about Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, you know.
But I'm not saying you haven't.
You know what? That's accurate.
Uh-huh.
It is both insulting and accurate.
Right?
It's both. You got to see new gameplay footage.
Can I ask you guys a question?
They're remaking it. Anyway.
Do you like turkey sandwiches?
Listen. Turkey's bullshit.
Yeah, turkey is bullshit. Yeah. Thank you. Someone's fucking
There is. I have realized.
I don't think this is an unpopular opinion.
Really?
I think turkey is bullshit is. I think there's a groundswell of. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not talking about holiday turkeys. I mean, holiday turkeys are bullshit.
But as far as lunch meat.
But I'm talking about sliced turkey in a sandwich. It's nothing. It's barely anything.
Sure. Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's something. It's a good excuse to eat some mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's an effective mayonnaise delivery system.
If you are eating a lunch meat sandwich, the turkey probably isn't that much better for you than roast beef, which is infinitely better.
Well, yeah, it even isn't that good to begin with.
Sure.
I mean, roast beef is, in my mind, roast beef is the one that reaches the level that Nick just described, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all a diversion from ham, let's be honest.
If
you're making a sandwich, and I'm talking about you're just putting some cold cuts on some bread, not like any, you know, fancy, smanchy, whatever. It's ham, and then you go through a period of like, I can't just be eating ham all the time. And then that's where you get to your roast beef and your turkey sandwich.
Sure. That's where I'm at.
And then you get through that package, and then you get back to the ham.
I'm there with salami.
Obviously, I think it's the lunch meat sandwich. Salami is probably the best of the easily available lunch meats.
Well, you are a real charcuterie snob.
Sure, that's true. I mean, pancetta or nothing.
Yeah.
I would say that in my zone, on my personal ranking, the ham hovers above the turkey for me. I think it is I just like if you were just talking about an Oscar Mayer sliced ham.
Yeah, that's
I think
gross.
That it, to me that is a little bit better than turkey, but not
wow,
not
it's
not,
not
a ton.
Good to me. I would eat. Wow. I'll eat. I like.
A, I was born and raised in the South.
Sure.
So like pork.
So you
and
believe
ham
in
to me,
soaking a ham? Mm. You're a ham soaker.
However you want to give me ham, I'll take ham. That's how people get down.
And I do want to give you some ham. I aspire to someday give you ham.
As a friend.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
To come over with yeah. ham.
I bought a mail order ham maybe 18 months ago.
Sure.
I ate some of it. I used some of it to make a split pea soup.
Mm-hmm.
Came out great.
Mm-hmm.
Ham and split peas, they go together like peas and carrots.
Where's this ham coming from?
Well,
where are they shipping
ham goes with everything.
Father's Country hams, which I want to say, I'm going to call it Alabama, but I might be mistaken.
Okay.
This is a smoked ham. And they sent me a holiday catalog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a... It's like a tourist pamphlet, you know, like
sure.
two color pages folded in threes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just opened it up. And I'm looking, at these hams. I'm looking at these different bacons, smoked sausages. I'm looking at pork cracklins, various types. And I literally just handed it to my wife and said, "This is what I want for Christmas."
All of it.
She's like, "What?" And I'm like,
"Grab bag,
go to
grab
town.
Bag.
All the
go
pork.
Go to town.
Yeah,
go to town, please. Smoke it."
Pigs are incredible, man.
They are. They're amazing. They turn garbage.
They do.
Into gold.
They do.
By putting it in their bodies briefly.
I just
imagine like the two most foodie of the slaves just going, "Hey, you know what? We can eat that."
Yeah.
But get out of here, Jeremiah. You can't eat that one. Watch. We can eat that.
Wait,
holy shit, Jeremiah.
Also, I'm inventing something called sriracha.
I need that first.
Yeah.
First, I have to invent this thing called sriracha, and then we can eat all of this shit.
Right.
Do you remember Phineas, Jordan?
This is the guy from our college radio station who brought in...
You guys went to college with someone named Phineas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
Multiple Phineases.
Phineas F or Phineas S?
Phineas. Buckle up, because this is exactly the guy you're picturing. The fuck up.
We went to college at a preschool in Silver Lake.
He is... this is the guy from the food co-op who just brought loose carob in his pockets and shared
definitely...
it.
Being punked right now. There's no fucking way this is a real human being.
Phineas was this white guy with dreadlocks who did not go to UC Santa Cruz.
Hey,
he went to Cabrillo Community College.
It's like right now. It's like Floyd Mayweather. You just body blow, body blow. You got to like, come on. I'm going to have to do like a standing eight. I just heard food co-op, white guy with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
I'm like dizzy right now.
So he used to show up at the radio station. He as I said, didn't go to UC Santa Cruz, went to Cabrillo Community College, was a really sweet guy.
Sure.
I really
By the way,
Phineas.
To the audience, to get to UC Santa Cruz is like a day hike from anywhere in the universe.
Yeah.
You don't just drop by
true.
UC
yeah.
Santa Cruz.
That is
you
so
have
true.
To like be towed in like Laird Hamilton.
Yeah, you're not allowed to park on campus.
So you park the car and then you take a dog team.
Yeah. So Phineas,
a lot of belaying that has to happen to get to the radio station.
Phineas used to show up at the radio station. He worked at the Food Bin, which was a food co-op, natural foods co-op.
Got to make
Santa
it sound
Cruz.
Appetizing, right?
Yeah.
And
ooh, this has been in a bin. Tell me more.
He would just show up. He would just show up with like 5 pounds of almonds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like tamari almonds that were like 3 days past their sell-by date. You know what I mean? But in a Because it was a bulk food place, I mean, he would show up with, like, a grocery bag full of almonds. Like, I'm not talking about packages of almonds.
Right,
I'm
right.
just talking about a bag full of almonds. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, "Who wants almonds?" Or he would just be there with this one enormous jug of cashew butter.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd just be eating cashew butter with a spoon. Like, anybody want some cashew butter? I got it for free.
You can lick it out of my beard if you want to.
And he said to me one time, he said, I will never eat... pork.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Really, Phineas? Because I've seen you eating some shit."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've seen the foods that do go into your mouth. They come out of a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, because the pig can't expel toxins because it doesn't sweat.
Mm.
And that blew me away. I was like, I was like, number
one.
You're
just going to not eat dog now, Phineas? Are you just going to get crazy?
Yeah.
Number one, toxins aren't real.
Toxins, anytime someone's talking to you and they use the word toxins, that's when you're bullshit.
Yeah.
Is this Dick Gregory meter should go way the fuck off? Because the next is chemtrails.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Sure. And then who actually did 9/11?
Right.
Someone did 9/11.
I'm pretty sure that Dick Gregory thinks that there's toxins in pigs because of COINTELPRO.
Mm. Yeah. It's Hoover. Hoover put them in there, and they just never, they passed a law, and you can't take them out.
God bless him. God bless Dick Gregory.
No, Dick Gregory is great, but
it is a juice fast.
A little crazy.
On behalf of Michael Jackson. So Phineas told me this, and I never heard that particular form. I've heard like cloven hooves,
right?
You know what I mean,
like, sure.
Or the my favorite, the Nation of Islam. It's one third rat, one third cat, one third dog.
Yeah,
which is just amazing.
Yeah,
it's three times ridiculous.
And I said to him,
that does sound like a fun pet, though. That animal.
I said,
adorable. I don't think it's a pig. But whatever that animal is, sounds like a lot of fun.
There is a scientist who's going to listen to this podcast and just immediately get to work.
Yeah.
When you say a scientist, you're talking about a big head scientist.
Yeah.
An actual...
If there are any aspiring Dr. Moreaus out there who are looking to do some secret island gene splicing.
Do you see the shit that people are buying for kids right now? Like, if you could do that animal... $1 million.
Sure.
I would like to see a Nation of Islam reality show called America's Next Big Head Yahweh. I think we could have a lot of fun. Okay, so I said to Phineas, they pee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And poo-poo.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And tons, I don't think tons. I've ever seen someone's entire world... to that point,
that's
I had not seen anyone's entire worldview like melt in front of me. But his mind was completely blown.
And then the next day, he came to the radio station, opened up his burlap sack, and just poured out some McRibs.
Yeah.
Who wants these?
He was so nice
about it.
That's the thing about a nice hippie.
Sure.
And, like, I think when people are saying terrible things about hippies, I can understand because of my time in Santa Cruz and my time in the Bay Area. But I also know about this significant group of sort of sweet hippies who will, like, if you say to them, well, don't they pee and poop, they'll say, thanks, man.
They'll take it into consideration.
I think Phineas probably thanked me.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was tearing him a new one, and he said, thank you. And I was like, oh, you're a better person than I am, Phineas.
I'm going to go come up with another bullshit reason to not eat pork now. Thanks, Josie.
Yeah.
Got to come up with something else.
Also, who hates hippies? Like, they're the least awful group, like, of an awful group, and they can be awful.
I do.
It's the least objectionably, you know, aggressively bad type
I think
of
you're
awful.
Right, and I think they have unfortunately teetered over culturally into fun to make fun of.
Yes,
which they are. I wouldn't take the privilege away from anyone of making fun of a hippie.
No.
But I do think it often teeters over into, like, fuck these guys in some weird way. It's like, well, really? Is this fuck these guys? Is this the person
also,
who you're maddest at?
Also, they were right about most of the shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
The hippies were the ones who were like the planet, the environment, like, and we laughed at them for like decades.
That's why the hippies slogan now is hippies. Wrong on Michael Franti, right on most of the shit.
Sure.
There was just a moment there where you thought it was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, it's
I think it's
kind of good, almost. But
Nick still has just at his house a cassette tape of the Disposable Heroes of the Hypocrisy. So he looks at everyone, he's like, maybe.
I did play my kids the music video for A Deeper Shade of Soul the other night.
How'd they like it?
They were lukewarm at best.
They're like, get us a yogurt, Dad. Turn this shit off and get us a yogurt.
Haul your cakes into the kitchen and grab me a chobani.
I have one more yogurt story.
Okay, one more yogurt story.
I have one more yogurt story. I cannot remember the brand of this yogurt, but I did try a yogurt. It's a Greek yogurt, and it's in compartments.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's in two triangular compartments.
Right. Like a pie chart?
Not really.
Right? With the honey you dump in?
So there's one segment that is yogurt, and then one segment that is granolas or nuts or something else. and then you, the idea is that it's on kind of a hinge,
yeah,
and you dump the granola into the yogurt. And I was, so I was, this is the first one of these I'd ever done. I had not done this before. And we just, you know,
it's like it's a 5K. It's the first one.
Exactly. I've been doing a lot of training. I stretched.
You'd never had a yogurt dump.
I had never had a. I mean, I've put things into yogurt before. I mean, I'm not a.
I'm not a jungle person. You've never specifically had a Greek yogurt dump.
Yeah, exactly.
You've had Montezuma's Revenge.
Sure. Yeah, it's a different kind of dump.
Yeah.
So I'm turning. I'm flipping the side with the granola. I'm trying to flip it into the yogurt side, and I did it too hard. I guess I don't know my own strength. And it flipped up into the air, and all the granola landed on the cat who was eating below me. So,
what did the cat think about it?
She briefly looked up and then kept eating.
What do cats like to eat that's people food?
Basically nothing.
Really?
Yeah, at least my cat doesn't. She likes to drink out of a water glass. If I, like, have a water glass on the table, she wants to put her head in and get the water like
that.
That's
fun.
Does she like dairy stuff? Like our cats, we used to have cats, but they used to like to lick the yogurt thing when my wife was done with it.
Not really. Oh, she wants to eat, if I'm sitting
eating
at the...
anchovies out of a can?
Right, yeah. If I'm putting a whole fish into my mouth and pulling out the skeleton, she's like, save some of that for me.
A la Heathcliff.
A weird cat thing that she has is when I'm eating like strawberries, so I'll be have the package of strawberries and then I'll have either a bowl or a paper towel next to it to put the tops. She will want to put the tops in her mouth and carry them around.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's fun.
Yeah.
The meats? Does she like the meats?
Nope. Sometimes I'll like cook a piece of chicken that I think I've done a really good job with. I'm like, this is pretty tasty. You know who's going to like a little bit of this? The cat. Probably not good for you, but here's a treat. And I will put it in the bowl and she will ignore it.
My dog, well, I have two dogs for non-regular listeners. Mm-hmm. One's named Sissy and one's named Coco. Sissy, I think, has relatively normal dog food preferences. Mm-hmm. She'll eat most things, you know, leftover food or whatever. Mm-hmm. My dog, Coco, let's say I was standing at the stove. And I had some wood chips. Mm-hmm. If I just pushed the wood chips onto the ground, Coco would eat one wood chip, look up at me like, was that a trick?
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, maybe not. I better make
sure.
I'm going to eat the rest of the wood chips.
Wow.
Like, that's how intense
she
Coco
just thinks
is
that
about
anything that comes from human height.
Yeah.
Is good.
Yeah.
Why risk it?
Also, anything that's moving along the ground.
Okay.
So those are your two primary categories. Things from human height, things skittering, anything that skitters. Mm.
Nick, you mentioned that you have multiple brands of yogurt in your house.
Mm-hmm.
What's your personal favorite, and then what's the family favorite?
I don't eat any of that shit.
None.
I gotta guess.
I don't fuck with yogurt.
I gotta guess. Nick's a Yoplait man.
Nick loves a Yoplait whipped.
I don't
put
like
that in the freezer. It's just like ice cream.
Whip it.
I don't frozen yogurt. I don't like it.
Nah.
I don't like any of it.
Okay.
Just doesn't do anything.
Too
but
tangy?
We have right now. I took a picture of it. I think is beet yogurt. Is that a thing?
I don't know. It's.
I think my wife.
I'm not surprised if it is.
Is it just beaten or made of beets?
No, made with beets. I just pictured my wife in Whole Foods just looking at stuff.
Created by Dr. Dre.
Beets by yogurt?
Yeah.
D. Barnes gets 5%. I just pictured my wife wandering around in Whole Foods just like, yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got these fucking kids all day.
Cold
this
pressed.
Asshole's writing jokes and drinking LaCroix. Yeah, I'll buy some fucking beet yogurt. Why not?
I knew I was a Hollywood dad recently. Mm-hmm. In fact, last night, because I reached into my pasta area. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were just going to have pasta with cheese on it for dinner. That was the plan.
Sure.
And I reached in and I got some like fancy pasta that I bought at an Italian deli. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and thought, oh man, I wish this was that whole wheat stuff that I got that one time at the farmer's market.
That whole wheat stuff's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's very nutty.
It's like a good variety. It's a good change of pace.
Yeah.
The texture to throw you off.
Yeah, Jordan. It's a good variety. It's a good change of pace.
Maybe I'll try this whole wheat pasta.
Get into it. There's a place right in the middle of the farmer's market.
Okay.
Like a pasta place.
All right. See what Bug thinks about it.
Yeah, she probably won't like it if it's not a strawberry top.
No, we'll see.
Or some water that I'm trying to drink.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
La 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 Hey, I'm Erin Gibson.
I'm Brian Safi.
And we host Throwing Shade, a weekly look at all the issues that are important to ladies and gays and anybody else who cares about that stuff. And we make funnies.
Yeah. Either you care or you don't.
Jordan, Jesse, go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Nick, repeat Adams.
You guys
yogurt free since
73.
73 would have been.
Yeah,
I was born in 73. God damn it.
Yeah, so you've never had yogurt, right?
This is why you have a show, and I just guessed on the show because you fucking nailed it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Guys,
thanks, Nick.
I'd like to
Jesse,
mention,
you implicitly thanked me with your eyes, but
I just want to mention right here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are lucky I'm even here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm boiling over with dad rage.
Mm. Uh-oh.
I ordered some Christmas lights on the internet to pick up at the Home Depot.
Oh, boy.
And then I drove to the Home Depot to pick them up.
I do not like where this is going.
And they did not have them there.
Oh, shit.
They're like, here you go. First off, they tried to play it off.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, here you go. And they gave me, I ordered, look, I'm no Richie Rich.
They give you some mulch? What did they try to do?
I'm no Richie Rich.
Here's a ficus.
Here you go. That's what you wanted.
But we were low on Christmas lights, sure. So I ordered 5 boxes of Christmas lights.
Okay.
A total of 400 Christmas lights. And
what are we talking? 300, white bulb?
Yeah, I prefer a white bulb.
Sure.
I know a lot of people love colors, and it reminds them of their childhood. To me, I like the simple white. It reminds me of snow and ice.
That race
and
that you're into.
You like a nice, pure Lexus ad vibe to your home.
Exactly.
A linen scented candle.
it's like a beautiful Lexus ad with a big tree that has no ornaments on it below 4 feet because certain smaller members of the Thorn community have been known to destroy anything within arm's reach.
Oh, you've put this on a tree and left the room, you say.
Yeah, so we have a fully decorated tree halfway on up.
We were white light people growing up, too.
There you go. So they
hashtag white lights matter.
They put 250s down. I had ordered 300s and 250s.
Okay.
They put 250s down, and they said, there you go. And now I had paid for this. I want to be clear.
Sure.
I'd given them $85.
Wow.
Because these were the new LED kinds. And so they're supposed to last forever, and, you know, you can't break them and so on and so forth, and they don't use any energy, and they're not a fire hazard. So I'm like, I'm just going to buy them. I'm just going to get the right kind, and I'm going to buy as many as I need, and
then
I'll just have them.
It's an investment.
I have small children. I'll just have them the rest of their life.
They can take them to their dorms with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, fuck by their flickering light.
Yeah. You know, you'll probably need to invest in some chili pepper ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you do want something that can transfer over into a dorm space.
Got it. Do they
invest in both?
Is there such a thing as a Christmas themed Usual Suspect poster? So anyway, they put these two down, and I said, "Yeah, I think I ordered 5." And she said, "Oh no, there's 2 here." Which, granted, was true.
Sure,
her logic is sound.
That's the case. There were 2 there. And then I said, oh, but I had 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already given you my money, so I shan't be accepting this. And I fucking sat there for 20 minutes while she did different shit, the end of which was, we sold you some shit and told you we had it that we didn't have, and I had to fucking leave. Now I don't have any Christmas lights. I couldn't take those 250 after all that bullshit.
Nah, dude.
100 lights is not enough for a 6-foot tree?
I've never bought lights for a house before. So
right.
I don't know. Are Christmas lights that tough to find?
It seems like
something you can just go to Target for, right?
So you can, there's different kinds. I'll tell you what, right now I'm on this Power Dad shit.
Sure.
This Power Dad shit right now is where
cocaine?
And no matter
what, that's what we're calling it.
Ooh, Power Dad, yeah.
Patent pending.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Let's have a catch. I know it's 2 a.m.
Whatever it
fucking
is.
Catch, damn it.
Catch.
I'm on the next level. Like, you know how dads are all about Consumer Reports?
Sure, yeah.
So I'm on the next level internet web 2.0 shit, mm-hmm. which is Sweet Home and Wirecutter.
Yes, Wirecutter, man. Wirecutter's my go-to.
I don't know.
Shout out to Wirecutter.
What is this?
Jordan, if I can once again bring back your old catchphrase that you gave me permission to use.
Sure.
Mwah. Mwah. Oh, the Wirecutter and the Sweet Home. They're just websites where they
you
look.
You forgot to say that's a spicy meatball.
I'm not going to use that. That's,
okay.
That's
do you
want to territory.
Read about 575 words on a garment steamer?
Pff, nah, dude.
It just tells you which garment
nah,
steamer.
I don't want to do that.
If you need a garment steamer, you don't want to get the shitty one, right?
Sure.
So you just go there and you see which one they want and you just buy that
shit. You go to Wirecutter.
Just go to Wirecutter or Sweet Home. I honestly, like, Wirecutter is the gadget one.
Yeah.
I'm honestly into Sweet Home, which like tells you which is the best like toilet tissue or whatever.
Mm.
That's what I'm kind of all about. Like, which one is the best broom?
So these
that's
are
what I
so
want.
These are earnest exposés of, you know, just easy to find consumer products.
Look, they take a thing,
mm-hmm.
My toaster oven, which I'm in fucking love with.
Mm-hmm.
I bought because they said it was the jam.
Okay.
And it's fucking epic. Mm-hmm. It's tremendous.
Sure.
It's so great. And I was like, oh, this is how I need to live my life from here on out. I've been fucking around with like whatever one is there at the store. The internet exists now. I need to get the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to get the one. And I did that for Christmas lights. They had a Christmas light review. They said you need these GE color bright lights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I'm getting the GE color bright lights. Got them at Home Depot. There's a Home Depot down by my house. Oh, shit. They don't have them there. They're all sold out. So then I went, oh, I'm going to get them from the Home Depot by the office.
Mm-hmm.
I drove there.
Mm.
Didn't have, fucking have them. They sold them to me, but
so
they didn't have them.
Seems like the word is out about these color brights.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably what's going on. Because you go to Target, you're rolling dice. You don't know what you're going to
get.
Yeah, you just got to take what you're going to get.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to the dollar store if you want to, if you want to get one of those incandescent fire traps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do want one of those.
I had those before. I mean, it's fine, but I want the good shit.
Have you guys seen this kind of Christmas decoration? This is the first year that I've seen it. I've never seen this before. Maybe I've just been missing it to where instead of Christmas lights, the whole house is covered in little pinpoints of light, like they're being projected from fiber optic cables.
Yeah.
What?
I've seen that.
Like, they're red and green. That can be a lot of colors. I guess I've seen multiple colors, but it's just a house that is covered in pinpoints of light.
Is this some Mission Viejo shit?
This is in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen them this year for the first time.
There's, like, a little globe or whatever in the yard somewhere.
I don't know where
the
globe is. I'm like, is this across the street?
Is
they have to hang this from
a satellite.
Right, that beams it down. They give you put your coordinates.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this, like, beer commercial Christmas decorations? Or is this, like, because I know you live in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I'm from San Francisco. I know about middle-aged gay couple goes apeshit on Christmas,
sure.
where it's like completely absurd and obscene,
mm-hmm.
but it's also very tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a house right in between the Castro and the Fillmore in San Francisco. Every year, the whole house, top to bottom, it's like a three-story row house. They put it, you know, you're talking about like a 20-foot teddy bear and giant Christmas wrapping,
sure.
and you know all that kind of stuff. But then there's also this kind of like suburban dad, like Santa Claus on the front lawn type shit.
Yeah.
So which one of them is it?
This is, boy, I don't think this is neither dick nor balls. This
okay.
is a third thing.
As the philosopher said.
This is, right. This is a third thing. And it doesn't seem to be part of the, I think I've seen it twice.
This is like my boyfriend interned at ILM. Last year.
Right.
Fucking figured out how to do this.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
I was
going to
say, I would say maybe my boyfriend does the holiday windows at Bergdorf Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right in that area.
He's the go-to pyrotechnics guy at the Grove.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. It doesn't seem to be part of any kind of, you know, Christmas fuck fest.
Uh-huh.
It just is, that is it. Like, there's a house.
Which Christmas fuckfest is your preferred one? Dickens Fair?
Oh, I mean, don't make me choose.
Right.
Make me choose. I like the one where you get jizzed on by Krampus at the end. Was that German? Who knows? Krampus just comes out, jizzes over the whole crowd.
I think that's Knott's Berry Farm.
Delicious peppermint jizz.
That's Knott's Berry Farm Holiday Horror Fest.
That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, this doesn't seem to be part of any kind of, you know, huge Christmas display from a nut. It's just they put this there instead of Christmas lights. I don't know how they did it, and I don't know where one – I don't know anything about it.
How do you end up in one of these neighborhoods? I'm learning about, like, as a Angeleno now, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm learning about just like suburban Americana mm-hmm. that I didn't know about. One thing is Christmas neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't know was a thing yeah. until I had children in Los Angeles. But, like, in Los Angeles, some places there's no Christmas shit. And then other places, people – there's just areas where, like, you sign a homeowner's contract yeah. that says you have to put on
nuts.
A fucking water show.
Yeah.
Like, you have to license properties.
We just were – this was, like, several years ago. We were in Inglewood. I have family in Inglewood. And when I was like, oh, you guys should go – when you go home, you should drive this way or whatever, and we did. And there was just a stretch like that where it was just bumper to bumper traffic because every house was outdoing the house before.
But then what do you do if you're just – what do you just have to have a disclosure?
It's a good way to
– your home purchase?
Great way to keep the Jews out. Oh, you guys. Ooh, I'm sorry. Oh,
nothing anti-Semitic about that.
I'm sorry. You can't live here.
Shalom, assholes. Hit the 110. We had the best Christmas decoration of all time in my small town where I'm from. There was one family for like maybe 2 weeks from like 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. They would just hire a dude to sit on the roof as Santa.
Holy cow.
What?
There would be a full-on sleigh, like a fake, you know, sleigh with reindeer.
What?
And then from, like, they must have had, like, just a time window, because, like, I remember I would be coming home, like, is he there? He's there. And it would just be, like, 4 hours or whatever, and he would sit there, and people would honk, and he would wave, and he would just sit on the roof
in a
fake sleigh in a Santa outfit.
Wow. On Christmas or other days, too?
It was, like, maybe the 2 weeks up to Christmas or something. It was incredible.
Do you think it was just a guy that worked at their bait shop?
I
they just
know.
Transferred him over?
He looked like legit mall Santa, you know, like.
So they called the Santa agency.
They
and
must
brought
have
in a
went,
real pro.
Went to high end.
Do you know there's a designation in the world of Santas? There's a Santa, and then there's also real beard Santas.
Oh, and then there's otters.
Yeah, right, exactly. Real beard Santa does sound like a gay subculture,
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
it?
So real beard chill. Santas have
oh,
real
so
beards.
Chill, no drama. Real beard Santa seeks 420 friendly. Shaved Krampus.
I also love that 420 friendly. Like, if you're going to fuck a gay dude who looks like Santa Claus, but I don't like pot. So
yeah.
Don't bring that around my home.
Whoa, I will fuck a Santa, but not if he's high.
It's just gross.
Ugh, it's gross.
It's,
yeah, well, it infects your motivation,
ugh,
too. So.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Nick Repeat Adams.
Hey, Warby Parker supports Jordan Jesse Go. They're a new concept in eyewear, fashion-forward prescription glasses, starting at $95, including the prescription lenses. My wife wears these.
Hey, and she likes them?
She loves them.
They've got a home try-on program. You can order 5 pairs of glasses shipped directly to your home, try them on, select your frames, and send them back free with no obligation to purchase.
Just go to warbyparker.com/JJGO. You get free 3-day shipping on your final frame choice. That's warbyparker.com/JJGO. And our thanks to them for supporting us. Hey, also, Jordan, I don't know if you know this, but we use a company called VG Kids
mm-hmm.
to print our T-shirts here at Max Fun HQ.
Lovely stuff.
They do an exceptional job. I met the folks who run it years ago mm-hmm. in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They're based up there in the upper Midwest. And they are absolutely lovely. They print everything, silkscreen posters, art prints, wedding invitations, custom apparel, record packaging, vinyl stickers, full-color digital printing, everything. So if you need to print something for your band or your show or your thing or your whatever, vgkids.com. And if you tell them that Jordan Jesse Go sent you, they'll give you 10% off.
Sounds like a great deal.
Yeah. Just tell them you like Jordan Jesse Go and you want your 10% off, and they'll be like, oh, thank you. Of course. Yes, of course. We'll be glad to help you. Yes, of course.
Sounds like a fun website to go to.
VGKids.com? Yeah, no, it's really fun.
Sounds fun.
I mean, it's the... I haven't looked at Yahoo lately,
mm-hmm.
but I assume that VGKids.com earned those little sunglasses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Also, hey, we're here in Los Angeles. If you are listening to this before December 12th, Saturday, December 12th, we are having a Put This On sale here at Max Fun HQ. So if you've ever wanted to come by Max Fun HQ, if you have a gentleman in your life who needs a gift, come by the sale. It's Saturday the 12th from 10 to 4. I'm going to be here with Christian Duenas, the legendary grandson of the legendary grandpa whose favorite genre of movies is talking dog movies. And we're going to have all manner of special, unique, vintage things, pocket squares, scarves, all kinds of cool stuff here. And if you don't live here in Los Angeles, you can go to putthisonshop.com. And we made a special, do you remember what the, oh, Full Chort.
There you go.
Yeah, Full Chort was our coupon code. Mm-hmm. Free shipping if you use Full Chort in there. And you can buy all that, you can buy a lot of the stuff on the website too. So I hope that we'll see a lot of people out here on Saturday. It's going to be really fun. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Nick Repeat Adams.
By the way, I have endangered my status as the voice of the millennial generation. I'm currently appearing on the History Channel.
Hey!
In, well, I mean, that endangers my status in and of itself.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
In a special called Christmas Through the Decades.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the 60s.
Okay.
I don't think I made it into the 60s one.
Why are you in this?
Okay. Me and Mike Pesca.
Okay.
Our friend Mike Pesca.
Are you a
from
talking
Slate's
head?
The Gist. Yeah.
I thought maybe you were part of a reenaction
or
something.
I haven't watched all of it, but I watched a couple minutes of it. Here's a list of some of the people who are in it, who are talking heads in this. One of the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
A Brady. You didn't even distinguish male or female.
Mr. Belding.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
A cast member of Happy Days that I did not recognize.
Sure. I'm going to say maybe Donnie Most.
Donnie Most?
Probably Donnie Most.
Could be Donnie Most.
Wait. Oh. I had Potsy's name right there. And
Me, Mike Pesca, public radio celebrities, and Boomer Esiason.
Wow. That's
Norman.
Quite a... What was it like to hang out with all those guys at the same time, right? That's how those work. You all hang out at the same time?
It was entirely...
On location.
Mm-hmm.
On location in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. It was entirely unclear how I got this job.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just got an email that said, we'll give you $500 to come be on this special if you come show up in next to the Vivid Entertainment building in the Valley.
Cahuenga, sure. Pass!
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
In a weird strip mall. Everyone was very nice. I'd never done it before. And I was like, what am I going to do? Say no? That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Yes, I will absolutely be on Christmas Through the Decades.
Sure.
But they literally put these, I think they thought I was older. I'm definitely younger than, I just listed a bunch of 65-year-olds.
Sure.
But like, I think they thought maybe just because I'm on public radio, I was old.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted me, I had to come up with thoughts about things from the 60s and 70s.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. The worst part of the whole experience was one of the things from the 60s one was Hot Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
Yeah, I actually tweeted about Hot Dr. Pepper at some point, I think.
Which
I was like, I never, it sounds fucking great to me.
It's really good.
I
know about it. I've had it. As longtime listeners of this program know, I was the president of the San Francisco School of the Arts Dr. Pepper Club. So I know a lot. And the Rushmore Kite Flying Society. But like, I know I've had Hot Dr. Pepper. They didn't ask me about it. I told them in the prep. I'm like, just so you know.
I've got a chunk loaded up.
Yeah. Fucking Boomer Esiason don't know shit about Hot Dr. Pepper, okay?
It's
talk
on the list of things. And they just asked me about Pet Rocks. I don't know anything about Pet Rocks.
Huh. I bet you could pull something out.
I made shit up for all of it, and it was really fun, and everybody was really nice. I met a Brady.
I got a mystery talking head job, too, once, and it was hard to say how I got it, but it was a blast. I can totally understand why those shows are prevalent and why people want to do them.
Sure. Yeah, fun. I can understand. I feel like I have lived in the shoes of Michael Ian Black in 2001.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I know what it's like to be the Squire
heavy,
Brothers.
Heavy
in,
is the head.
In 1999.
Has to talk.
I know how it is
after
to be
a clip.
Doug Benson before he discovered pot comedy. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I lived through the 80s. It won't that interesting. It did not warrant that much talking about it. It was fine.
I literally had to be like, just so you know, like, things I recognize don't start happening until like 1989.
Yeah, let's fast forward a little bit.
I hope that that Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas special bit got in. That's all I have to say. Okay, when something momentous happens to you, like you get an email from someone who doesn't explain why they want you to appear on their television show but invites you to, and then you get there and that person's not there and no one there knows why you're there or knows who you are, then you call us for our segment Momentous Occasions, 206-984-4FUN. That's 206-984-4FUN. Let's take our first call.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, and guest. Calling with a momentous occasion. I live here in L.A. and driving my work van down Venice. Drove underneath a bridge that usually has a handful of homeless people in their tents set up. But tonight, outside somebody's tent, a full-scale trampoline. standard questions, I guess. How did it get there? Why do they want it there? Do you think they're just scrapping it for metal? If so, why is it set up on the sidewalk? Could ponder it for hours. Love the show, guys.
He's probably talking about Venice, California.
Yes. He's not in Italy.
Not Italy.
Driving under a bridge with
trampoline homeless.
First of all, standard questions.
Yeah.
You haven't lived here long enough, sir.
Yeah.
Right.
If you don't blow by that scene, that tableau, without even acknowledging it, you are not an Angelino.
Yeah.
Homeless guy on a trampoline, don't care, trying to get home. Just like, pew.
Yeah, I think.
Second thing, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
You're
homeless, you happen upon a trampoline.
It's good exercise.
Why would you not have that?
One of the really remarkable things about Los Angeles, and this is particularly true since downtown Los Angeles over the past 10 or 15 years has gentrified and now is starting to gentrify to the point that the sort of traditional public service centers where homeless people lived, which in Los Angeles literally called Skid Row.
Yeah, there is an actual – Skid Row is a real place.
There's literally
it's not
a
just
sign that says Skid Row.
I mean I grew up always thinking that Skid Row was just a generic catch-all term for like the poor area. It's a place.
Yeah.
And It's
here in Los Angeles, and it's
shocking.
And it's about to gentrify. Like the edges are pushing in on it, and that means that recently, like here in Westlake, where our office is, just west of downtown, we've had sort of permanent homeless people starting to move in, and they're getting pushed westward by the gentrification of downtown. But like one of the amazing things about Los Angeles is it's a real big city. So it is, you know, I mean, millions of people and mild weather and the homelessness problems that go with that combination of things. But it's also so vast that there's just a lot of like, look, there's a lot of woods in the Carolinas, but there are relatively few mega metropolises in the woodsy areas of the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Los Angeles just has weird wildernesses.
That you can walk to a 7-Eleven from.
Yeah, exactly. And there is...
I don't walk to 7-Eleven anymore. I just get it delivered.
And like the sheer volume of homeless person castles that have been springing up around Los Angeles around my Los Angeles anyway, the east side of Los Angeles in the last year and a half. Astonishing. Like vast complex
with like electricity and you know like they've found a plug somewhere and have run enough you know like it's in their generations and it's one of the things that like I don't think people understand about this city like and it's gotten worse in the last
it's
I think
crazy
55% has gotten worse it's mind-boggling how many homeless people there are in this city
and I think it's because it's a function of the fact that traditionally the homeless plan in Los Angeles was the police and people who worked at hospitals would literally just put homeless people in a cab to Skid Row. Like, that was previously, that was what you would do. You'd just be like, wait a minute. No, no, no. This is the no homeless people part of Los Angeles. You want the only homeless people part of Los Angeles. And now that that is like, now that there's fissures in that dam, water spraying everywhere.
You can't comprehend what Los Angeles was like when I moved here in 1997. If you mentioned downtown, someone would, like, why the fuck are you... Yep. Going down there.
Maybe you need wholesale bongs.
Yeah.
You just need...
You got to clear out by 4:30.
You got to go to the bong district. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have like a children's birthday party? Do you need little cheap toys that won't catch on fire?
Oh, yeah, sure. You need things to fill a pinata.
Yeah, you need that district.
Yeah, there's a guy living on the side of the hill right by my house who has a network of tents. And my son and I were going for a walk the other day and accidentally saw his butt.
Oh, boy.
So that happened.
So you had to have the talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Accidentally, Jesse?
Yeah.
I mean, you know he lives there.
The butts of the indigent.
Sure, yeah.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, guest, Sonny D. This is Owen calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I just walked out of the Whole Foods bathroom, leaving a scene where a man using an electric wheelchair or maybe a scooter, I couldn't quite tell, was finishing himself off in the urinal. I believe he was masturbating, and I heard him finish and grunt and groan and then say, "I'm too old for this." meanwhile, a young Asian American gentleman, probably about age 9 or 10, walked up next to me, washed his hands, and rolled his eyes, and walked out the door. I'm currently walking around the grocery store to make sure I'm in Whole Foods and not a dream state. anyways, love the show. Have a good one. Bye.
That's right. That's mostly what the Carolinas were like when you lived there, right?
Sounds about right. Yeah. Well, I love the fact that this this guy referred to a 9-year-old as an Asian American gentleman.
Sure.
Well, this kid sounds like he had his shit together.
He did. Yeah. He did sound very poised. I also love
spoke the fact very clearly. He spoke very clearly.
I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
We all are. Everyone's too old to jerk off in a urinal in a grocery store.
You could also be too young for it. I mean,
There's not really a sweet spot for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
when I was 19,
if you had an early pubescence set upon a 6-year-old, mm-hmm. then I could see it happening.
I'm the right age
for that kind of thoughtless, self-indulgent behavior.
But I mean, have you been in a Whole Foods recently? The urge to, go to town.
Yeah.
It's pretty mighty. I'm lucky because I live across the street from the Whole Foods. So when I'm shopping and things get a little hot,
the spicy,
in the pants,
that hummus,
I can just go home, do my business.
Hot in the pants.
That hummus with the like red pepper on
oh,
it.
Sure.
That shit's good.
Oof.
Get you
oof.
Going.
Yum yum. So, but I can imagine if this guy, live far away.
What is that? Jojoba oil? I'm out of here.
Yeah. I'm imagining one of those, like Cialis ads that play in football games?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an older couple holding hands walking in front of a
hot tub over the vineyard.
Yeah.
And the
goop splashing around in the pool.
The voiceover just says, "Have you seen a doctor about getting hot in the pants?
Are your pants less hot than they have been?"
Perhaps the older wife in that ad is a striking Asian woman with a shock of gray in her hair.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right, she is. And she's painting. She looks up over the canvas at her man like, "I am almost done with these watercolors."
Like, oh, size 36 Levi's? Yes, sir.
Look at, let's get those khakis off you. Let's get those pleats off
noise,
you.
And then you just hear, pew.
That made my pants less hot.
Okay, let's hear our next call.
Hi, Jordan and Jesse and guest. This is Andrea from Des Moines, Iowa, and my momentous occasion is that I just got my first prosthetic leg after having medical issues for like 3 years, and it was the worst. And now I can walk around my house and do normal person things like keep it clean. So shouldn't be that exciting, but it is, and thanks for the show. It's amazing.
I think that's pretty exciting.
Don't be meek about getting a new leg.
No, that's great.
Shouldn't be that exciting.
Especially now that they got those robot legs.
Yeah, you got the blade. Yeah. You got to have the blade. They're not making regular, like, normal. They're doing all blades now, right?
Yeah, if you get
I don't know.
If you get, what was her name, Angela?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call her Angela, whether it was or not.
Andrea.
Andrea, if you get that blade, you could murder people.
That's how it works. If you have the blade, you get away with murder.
Sure, you can just go ahead and pistora somebody if you want to.
Get that blade, Andrea.
Get that blade. It's a license to kill.
Yeah, leg technologies. I mean, it used to be that if you had a high-tech prosthetic leg, that just meant that you could keep liquor in there.
just hollow it out.
Yeah, but...
run across Canada.
But now you could do all kinds of shit. You could have a laser in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good way to get bombs onto airplanes.
You could sliver almonds with them.
You got it.
You can do some home slivering.
Yeah, man. I'm starting to get a little hot in the pants here.
Well, just head down to your local Whole Foods and
what's the urinal
crank one out in the urinal.
The fact that your erection could power through a fucking urinal cake, though, you're a man among men.
Not to mention, get around the steering column of that scooter.
Maybe it was sideways. I bet he pulled up to it sideways.
Yeah,
he backed in. Sense.
He turned.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do know that the bathroom by my Whole Foods has a little community bulletin board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, for babysitting and the like. I don't know. Maybe in this Whole Foods, it's above the. You know how some sports bars will put the sports page up there. I mean, maybe the community bulletin board is up there, and he just,
saw something.
Saw something. Dog walking service.
Ooh, a doula.
Yeah, sure. Gymboree coupons.
Yeah, sure.
Some of these things will make a man want to crank it.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Nick, repeat, Adams.
Jordan, what's in that box there?
I got a nice package from a listener.
We'll be the judge of that.
Alexis Sloan, I believe her name is, sent in a letter with some nice penmanship. I don't exactly know why I got this box, but I did, and there's a lot of fun stuff in here. Most prominently, Tremors 5 Bloodlines on Blu-ray starring Michael Gross and Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want that on Blu-ray. You want that 4K.
Well, I want to see it as the filmmaker intended.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, this is not the Criterion Collection? Never mind. Boy, yeah, I guess they're still making Tremors movies.
Commentary from the ghost of Roger Ebert.
Yeah, right. They just put together stuff from his voice box.
I mean, we'll take a box of shit in the mail. Why
not? I like a box of shit. There's some other stuff in here. Here's some catnip in a pepper grinder.
Whoa, that's a good idea.
Oh, that sounds like a
Kitty Kush
like
catnip.
Mm-hmm.
Le Herbe à Chat. For maybe this came from French Canada.
Chien Andelou.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is catnip in a pepper grinder, so you just grind it right into the cat's eyes.
That's good.
Here you go. So thank you to Alexis Sloan.
If you're being attacked by a cat on a dark street corner.
Nick, do you want to borrow Tremors 5 Bloodlines if you want to.
I'm a Tremors fan. I think I remember 1 and 2. I didn't know they were still grinding them out, though.
Yeah, there have been 3 more since then.
I'm happy for that guy.
Good for him.
Could have stopped at Family Ties.
Joe Tremor?
Of the Tremor family. It's like the Broccoli family.
Yeah.
With Bond. It's the Tremor family. They keep the legacy alive.
Yeah. I read an article about those Bond people. It's just an old man and an old lady.
Who owned the Bond franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird. And they have to, like, get his input to every Bond movie they make.
Yeah.
That's why those are at once they're sometimes the most modern and old-fashioned movies at once.
Yeah.
I'm guessing because a weird, 80-year-old moneyed family has to weigh in.
I'm kind of dumbfounded that they still make them, honestly.
No, I fuck with that.
Yeah. I mean, they make tons of money.
No, I mean, I'm not shocked that they're successful, but it is. Yeah. It's sort of
they
like
have
a
done a
throwbacky.
Yeah, they have done a great job of like balancing the old fashionedness and some new shit that's actually cool.
But it's like, exactly what's going to happen.
Sure.
they're never gonna.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. That's what you know. You know it's gonna be fucking awesome. Yeah.
Movie. Like
James, you won't find me saying a bad word about a James Bond movie. I mean, they are everything bad that people say about them is fair. I would say, but I don't care. That's my jam.
That's fine.
Fucking,
I'm not anti James Bond. I'm just
now,
sort of
now that they bemused. Now that they're hiring really talented cinematographers.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a relatively new innovation in the Bond franchise a couple movies ago.
It is nice that they don't just look like Van Damme movies.
Yeah,
which there was a hot second where they basically looked like Van Damme.
Also,
movies.
They had a good 20 years where they cast a guy where he couldn't beat anybody up. Get out of here. Yeah. Roger Moore couldn't beat anybody up.
Yeah,
like stop it. Timothy Dalton had a serial killer vibe. Mm-hmm. He was too dangerous. They went too far. But they just got it wrong for a long time. Pierce Brosnan.
Nick, it is always a delight to have you on the program. You're one of America's most beloved Jordan Jesse Go guests.
I'll take it. It's a very narrow category.
You're actually leading in the Republican primaries right now.
Depending on which state.
Yeah, and depending on which poll.
Yeah. Sure.
But I talked to Nate Silver earlier.
The CNN poll was... Yeah. Very gracious.
Liberal media.
Yeah.
It's been a joy. Thank you so much
for being
here.
It's always fun to come on down, guys.
Brian Fernandez is our producer, laughing in the background through the window. You know what? I listened to an episode of Jordan Jesse Go that Brian produced. Maybe it was the one with Karen and Chris that I wasn't on that Brian was here for. Mm-hmm. And you can hear us laughing a little bit. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Nah, it's not.
It's not a big deal.
If you think it is... I don't know. Maybe that's on you.
There's been a weird...
That's your deal.
There's been a weird trend recently of people, challenging me on our recording setup.
Mm.
How come it's so hot in there?
Mm.
Because it's a small space and you can't move that much air through because it makes too much noise.
Mm.
How come you can hear something that happens outside? Because it's not totally soundproof.
Really? Somebody on the internet thinks they can do it better?
I know.
Thinks you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. To be fair, they probably can.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
You know?
There's no reason to say it.
Our lower middle class level of success.
Why don't you pony up the link for your web series, smart guy, and let us rip that apart?
Yeah.
Let's see what you're making.
Webcomic. Webcomic, Nick.
Brian
about Pokemon.
Fernandez. Brian Fernandez on the board. We're on Twitter. I'm at Jesse Thorne. Jordan is at Jordan_Morris. Nick is, what the fuck are you on Twitter?
Nick again? Adams Web.
Nick Adams
Web. If you tweet
Web.
At Nick Adams, you get a super hot, talented gay theater actor in New York.
Mm.
Yeah, that guy is super hot.
He's really hot. He seems to be a really talented guy. He's doing all kinds of stuff, but don't follow him. Follow that guy, but also
is he verified?
Don't know. I think he's done Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been in some major things.
Yeah, he's like
I remember.
Deal.
I remember when he appeared on Broadway in Eclipsed your IMDb.
At a certain point, I was on a show and we were doing a gag where we were just doing a Google image search of everybody's name and just making jokes about whatever happened. And I was like, I know what's going to happen if you Google image search my name. And it's just all pictures of this guy in I think he was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's just in briefs. With glitter on. And I was like, that's not me. That guy's super hot. He's way in much better shape than I am.
That guy is super ripped.
He sounds great.
So at Nick Adams Web.
This guy's I like the sound of this guy.
We'll try and get the other Nick Adams next time.
Oh,
we apologize for
great.
This, Nick Adams. Not forum.maximumfun.org. We shut down that forum.
Boom.
Maximumfun.reddit.com. And on Facebook, you can like Jordan Jesse Go and talk about the show in the Maximum Fun Facebook group. A great bunch of folks in there.
Sounds fun.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.